Thank you for listening to the Legacy Church Podcast. To connect with us, go to legacynb.com. Now enjoy some teaching, healing, and prophetic ministry from one of our Encounter and Equip services.
My name is Cindy, and I'm not only a worship leader, but I oversee our Transform and Equipping, and this is our last Sunday of the month. If you're new and visiting here, we welcome you. Thank you so much for coming and joining us. Pray that you had a wonderful Thanksgiving with family and friends. Our last Sunday of the month is called an encounter service. Not that we don't encounter God every day and every Sunday, but we're very intentional to really just set aside this time for the Lord to kind of move and do what he wants to do. So if you accepted the Lord just now, will you please not leave here without letting one of us know so that we can pray for you? I just really feel like that is so important right now in this season, that we remember that the altar is always open, even if we don't say it. We have an altar team that's up here every single Sunday after service, ready to pray for you at any time, at any moment. Any of our leadership, we're always ready to pray for you. Just grab somebody. Please, when you come, just do what you've got to do. Do the kingdom business and let someone pray for you. But I just really feel like the altar is open right now. I just feel like this wave of love of the Father, just wanting people to really kind of come in. And I think sometimes at church, we just get really comfortable going through the motions. And we've been doing encounter now since sometime after COVID. I don't even remember, but for a little while now. And I don't even want us to get comfortable with, oh, this is just what we do. It's an encounter service. This is what we do. There's like an agenda and a line item or whatever kind of a thing. Like, we really got to be the people who just lets Holy Spirit do what he wants to do. Amen. But it means every single one of us, every single one of us participating in it. We come hungry. We come with expectation. We come with joy. But I just really feel it right now. I just feel like there's hearts that have been dulled. And I just feel the Father's heart for people right now, that our senses have dulled, and he wants us to wake up. He wants us to wake up. He wants us to recognize that he's fully real. He's fully present. He's always here. He's always available. He's never too far. He's never too far. Oh, thank you, God. I know we just celebrate Thanksgiving, but guys, we enter his courts with thanksgiving and praise. We enter into the inner courts. We enter into the Holy of Holies with thanksgiving and praise. That's why we do worship. It's not to sing songs. I felt it in that second song. I felt his heart. It's like, and please don't hear, there's no condemnation in Christ Jesus, but I just heard him. He's like, their hearts are so far from me. Our senses get dulled. And my prayer is that my heart will never be so hardened, that when I'm in the presence of the Lord, that my heart will move. And I'm not an easy crier, you guys. It's not natural for me to tear up and to cry. And my humanness, I'm weak, I'm flawed. But these are tears of the Lord. Please don't mistake. This is the heart of the Father who's longing for his kids to come home. And those who are with him, you know who you are. You're with him. You love him. You follow him. You serve him. But I hear him saying, but your hearts are dulled toward me. Your hearts are dulled toward me. So just take a moment right now, please. Just take another moment. Father, forgive us for making our hearts so used to this, that we've just joined in with religion and we've joined in with traditions of men. Father, just break our hearts. Mold us and shape us, Lord, so that our love is full of you. Just take a moment. Just worship him for just a moment, just in your own words, guys. We just worship. We're so thankful. We thank you, Lord. Soften our hearts toward you again. I want my heart to burn for you, God. I want my heart to burn for you. I want my heart to burn for you, God. I want my heart to burn for you. See, the fear of the Lord is not to be afraid of him. The fear of the Lord is not to be afraid of him. The fear of the Lord is an awe of a holy and good God whose love is overwhelming, and we're undone in his presence because of his love. Because none of us have a father on earth that has been, we have great fathers on earth, but there is a heavenly father who heals every wound. He is good. He is kind. He is faithful. He is true. And he was on that cross with Jesus. He was on that cross with Jesus. I don't need to preach that sermon right now, but he was on that cross with Jesus. Help, Holy Spirit. I grew up not knowing Holy Spirit. I knew the Father and Jesus. I grew up knowing Jesus. I wasn't taught about the Holy Spirit for a very long time. And when I first found out that he was the actual person of the Trinity, I'll confess to you that I got really mad that the denomination I was a part of never talked about him. And I missed out. I feel like I missed out on a lot until I met Holy Spirit. And he's like, you don't miss out on anything when it comes to me. Nothing lost. You get it all when you come into the kingdom. And I didn't know it then. But when I had a Bible study, Caitlin was teeny tiny. She was like 6 months old. And a woman named Mama Lynn, she asked everybody in the room who had not been prayed to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit yet. And I'm like, what do you mean? Because I believe, and it's biblical, when you receive Jesus, you get Holy Spirit. Amen? You get Holy Spirit, that incorruptible seed that's within you. You get Holy Spirit in you for you. Which is like the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Well, I grew up Baptist, and I know you get dunked or you get sprinkled, right? There's baptism of water. He's like, no, there's a baptism of the Holy Spirit. Here's my phone. I need to get this scripture. Forgive me for just a moment. There's a baptism of the Holy Spirit, and when she prayed, she said, well, I feel like I'm supposed to pray for people who've not been filled with the Holy Spirit and to receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit, like praying in tongues. Well, some of y'all are weirded out right now, but I'm going there. That's okay, because I was weirded out. And, but I'm so thankful. Thank you, Jesus. And help me make this quick, Lord. And she prayed, and she said, well, first you got to make sure you're saved. So she had to just cover her bases, right? Everybody knows we received Jesus. He died on the cross, co-crucified, co-buried, co-resurrected, co-raised with him, seated at the Heavenly Father, the right hand of the Father. And she said, when you get baptized in the Holy Spirit, he's going to give you gifts. The Holy Spirit comes in you when you receive Jesus for you, but when he comes upon you, it's for other people. He smears you with an anointing so that you're graced with the ability to be able to do what Jesus did. Because it's by the power of the Holy Spirit. Everything Jesus did, he did as a man. Did you know that? He was fully God, but he was fully man. He said, the scripture in Mark says that he emptied himself when he came so that he could be fully led by the Holy Spirit. He was filled with the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit's what took him into the desert of temptation, pulled him out of it, and walked with him the rest of the time. And then he breathed on the disciples so that they would be empowered by the Holy Spirit and everything that they did on his behalf. So when she prayed, she said, okay, make sure you're saved. So we all made sure we were saved. And there are a couple of other ladies in the room that were of another denomination that I know don't talk about Holy Spirit either. And so I said, wait a second, you didn't raise your hand. How did you get it? And she's like, Cindy, I laid on my bed for almost 20 years doing this. God, would you just pour out of me? Just release my tongue. Just fill me. She was hungry for 20 years. This woman prayed, I see what's in the Bible. I read the scriptures and I want it. My church doesn't talk about it, but I want it. I want it. I want the baptism. I read the book of Acts and I see what went on there and it should still be true. So I want it. So she laid on her bed with her mouth open wide. She said, until someone told her what I'm about to tell you. And Mama Lynn did the same thing for me. She said, it's going to sound like little Caitlin. When we pray for you, we're going to lay hands on you and have you filled with the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit's going to bubble up at some point and you're going to speak in tongues. And it's not a language that you know, usually. It can be. We know this in Scripture that people prayed when they prayed in tongues. They did pray in the men of tongues is of men or of angels, so it's possible, but oftentimes it is not in your prayer language. And I didn't understand that because when I grew up in the denomination I grew up in, I was like, if you speak in tongues, someone should be interpreting. There should be a translation somewhere, right? Interpretation is not the same thing as translation, just so you know, but it is an interpretation. It is a gift of the Holy Spirit. Read 1 Corinthians 12 through 14. I don't have time to go through all of it, but I do feel like I'm supposed to do this. And she said, when the Spirit comes upon you, he's going to release your tongue, but you have to actually partner with him in doing it. You have to say something. She's like, when we pray for healing, you have to say something, right? And so when we pray for you, we're going to lay our hands on you. There's lots of scriptures about laying on of hands. I'm going to read you just a couple. In Acts 8, it said, now when the apostles in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent them Peter and John, who came down and prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. For he had not, listened to this scripture, for he had not yet fallen upon any of them. They had simply been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they began laying their hands on them, and they were receiving the Holy Spirit. Now, this is when Simon, the sorcerer, you know, sees it, and he's like, oh, I want that too. Let me pay you. And he got rebuked, right? Because you can't buy the Holy Spirit. Now, skip over in Acts 19. Paul goes to Ephesus. It happened that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul passed through the upper country and came to Ephesus and found some disciples. And he said to them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? And they said to him, no, we've not even heard whether there is a Holy Spirit. And he said, into what then were you baptized? And they said, well, into John's baptism. And Paul said, John baptized the baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in him who was coming after him, that is in Jesus. And when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they began speaking with tongues and prophesying. I'm going to leave it at that. So I just really feel like right now the Lord wants us to pray for an impartation. You guys know that you leak out when you fill up with the Holy Spirit, you leak out, right? Because you're supposed to. You're supposed to have a grace for you to do the work that you're supposed to do, right? We pray in tongues. Why? We pray in tongues because it's a prayer of the Spirit. Again, read 1 Corinthians 12 through 14. You got to read all three chapters. Love is the meat in the middle. If I speak in the tongue of men and of angels but have not love, I'm a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. It doesn't matter what the gifts are if I don't have love. So we got to start with love first. We've got to know him, know his love for us so that we're filled up with love. And if all you do is move in love, that's the greatest gift of all. Amen. Okay. But when you're empowered by the Holy Spirit, that means you get to do things you can't do because he's going to do them. But there is a real grace, a real power and empowering. And one of the gifts of Holy Spirit is being able to pray in tongues. It's not just speaking in tongues. If I spoke in a tongue and I released it over a crowd, like right now, if I just started doing it right now, if I had a prophetic word, that would need to be interpreted. That was a proclamation or whatever. That's not what I just did, though. I didn't have one of those. That's just my prayer language. This is a private prayer language that can be public and corporate. Just like we pray in English corporately, just like I tell everybody start worshiping out loud, sing out loud, pray out loud. If we were to do it out loud, you can pray in your tongue, you can sing in your tongue out loud as well. It's corporate worship. This is between you and the Lord. This is your tongue uttering the mysteries of God, okay? So if it's a proclamation, if it's a message, if I'm prophesying something, then that needs to be translated. Do you understand? That needs to be interpreted, okay? But if I'm just praying in my tongue, the scripture, Paul says, I pray in tongue more than all of you. Paul did a lot. I don't know about you, but he's kind of cool. Wrote a whole lot of books in the Bible, did a lot of things. Okay, and he says, I speak in tongues more than all of you. I don't think he was being arrogant. I think he's just saying fact. So there had to have been some fruit in his life, right? But he's speaking in tongues. I pray in tongues more than all of you. Well, I kind of want to do some of the things that Paul did too. Jesus said greater things we could do than even he did. So I'm like, well, between the two of them, right? I know they had Holy Spirit is what I'm saying. I didn't have Holy Spirit before someone told me about him and prayed. And so when she prayed for me, she said this. She said, it's going to sound like gibberish. It's going to sound like Caitlin when she's babbling. She was about 6 months old. I don't remember how old she was. She's like, it's going to be like babbling when kids look at you and they're like, da, 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 and they just babble and they're talking to you. And they know exactly what they're saying to you, but you have no idea what they're saying. You have to say something with your tongue. And he's going to give you just a few little syllables at first, but you have to actually say something. And then the more you exercise that muscle, the more that's going to come. And what's going to happen is it's going to connect to your spirit. And so as they prayed for me, there was no woo, flashy, big emotion, fire didn't fall out of the sky, you know what I mean? Like nothing happened. They just prayed. I was like, okay, didn't feel like anything happened in the moment. But they said, now by faith, you have to practice every day. So I practiced for an hour every single day. And I just practiced the few little syllables that I had in prayer, putting on my makeup, doing my hair, driving in the car, different places, just any time. I just started to practice praying in my prayer language out loud so that the Holy Spirit would grow in me. Because it says it's to edify you, to strengthen you in the spirit. I don't know about you, but I can pray for a while in English and then I run out of words. I don't know what else to pray. Then I start praying in my prayer language. That's how you strengthen and you edify yourself. When I don't know what to pray, when I need to be prayed up for anything, I'm going to go in with there. Now, I've heard my tongue change. I've heard the sound or the enunciation, the flavor of it change. I can't tell you if it's a particular language or not. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't even try to figure that out, y'all, to be really real. I just pray where my spirit is praying. I know that Jesus is interceding for me. That's what Scripture says. And Holy Spirit is interceding. And we are uttering the mysteries of God. So if I want to pray what Holy Spirit is praying, then I'm going to pray in tongues. I can't go wrong with that prayer. You hear what I'm saying? But this is how we edify and strengthen ourselves in the Lord. When you're going through war, when you're going through prayer, when you're going through, sometimes it turns into a war tongue. Sometimes it turns into a joy cry. I start singing and it turns into worship. I mean, it's wherever the Holy Spirit wants to take you in it. But it's really important for you to understand that it is a gift. It's a gift of the Holy Spirit. We talk about the gifts of healing. We'll do that. The gifts of words. We'll do the prophetic or whatever. But today I really feel like we've got to teach and help people understand a real simple way to teach about this. And this is just my story. So when she prayed, quote, nothing happened, just prayer. We just got a few little syllables. She said, just keep practicing those. And then the next couple of days later, I had a little lady after church come up to me and she just walked up with her little finger. She's about this tall, Lauren. And she's like, I heard you got the Holy Spirit. Now you listen here. Don't you let the enemy tell you that it's just gibberish and you're just making it up. It's going to sound like you're making it up. It's going to feel like you're making it up, but you got to exercise it. And you just keep wielding it because it's a sword. If someone gave you a sword and you don't know how to use it yet, you got to keep working at it. And she just really kind of went after me a little bit. She's like, it's not like Suzuki, Yamaha, Shava. Like, it's just going to sound weird, but you just got to keep saying it. It doesn't matter. It's going to feel like you. It's going to feel like you're just making it up, and it's okay. You're doing it by faith. Until the Lord does something. Okay? So fast forward, Chris and I are teaching college ministry in our house. I've got Baptist, Church of Christ, and Methodist kids. And the Lord said, teach them Christianity, the Kingdom 101. And we're like, okay, we're going to tiptoe into healing. We're going to start there. So we're praying for this kid for healing. He had a couple things wrong in his body. And as we start praying, I can feel it. It just starts bubbling up. My spirit starts to come up here, and I can feel it, and my brain is going, oh, no, not now. Because I haven't talked about it with these kids, right? And it's like, oh, no, not now. Oh, here it comes. Okay, so I take about 30 seconds to go, okay, guys, I feel like I'm supposed to pray out loud in my prayer language. I know it's going to be really, real world. I'll explain it later. Blah, 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 and it just kind of came out. And I could feel it. It was like a rush of river coming out of me. It overgifting. This is when it all started. As the prophetic began to flow, I began to get words. I began to see pictures. I began to see things. The Lord told me to stick my thumbs in his palms of his hand while I was praying for him. I can see him doing like a blood transfusion. It was weird. I understand. I saw a flash of a headdress of an Indian chief or whatever, and I heard the word warrior. I'll never forget this. And then it settled. Like something shifted and got released. The boy got healed. And then he asked me, why did you stick your thumbs in my hands? And he's like, I was like, I don't know. The Lord just told me to do this. And I told him what happened. I saw the pictures. He's like, well, I said, I know you go to the college had Indians as their mascot. And I thought, well, maybe that's it. And he's like, no, like my middle name means warrior. And he had Native American. It was a word. I don't know what his middle name was, but it was a Native American tongue. His middle name meant warrior or whatever. And he said, I've been dealing with like chakra. He's been doing like new agey chakra things or whatever. And the Lord was cleansing all of that stuff to bring his healing. So I share that with you because then right after that, my husband Chris was like, oh, well, here's where it is in the Bible. And he does a little mini lesson. Now, in this season of our life, I'm the weird one going after tongues and praying with my doing makeup or whatever. And he's like, yeah, I don't know about that. So he just went to the word, right? So he had the sermon ready. So he taught it. He taught the kids or whatever, and it was good. And we fast forward, and then we go to a conference or whatever, and Chris gets called out, and he gets prayed over, and he gets his tongue. I mean, it was one thing after another. The Lord just gently, in his goodness and his kindness, led us into understanding the Holy Spirit. And the first place we went was to the word. The first place we went was to the word. Okay? So, you don't believe me? Go read your Bible. Just read the book of Acts. I just read you two scriptures. They're not the only two. But I'm saying this because it's real, and we have to exercise this. I feel very strongly that this is a corporate word right now, that we have to know how to pray in tongues. We have to know how to use this weapon as the body of Christ. And so much of the body has no idea. Has no idea. It's been robbed. Doctrines of demons, cessationism has been taught in the church. And we have to rewrite that. We have to bring people back into the fullness of the kingdom to understand it doesn't matter what gifts we exercise and talk about and demonstrate here for you. If you don't have Holy Spirit and praying in your prayer language and reading the word and letting it become active in you. Do you know atheists can quote the Bible better than I can? I know a couple. They read the Bible cover to cover and they can quote it, but they didn't enter in to the word. Okay, you hear what I'm saying? Like you can have the head knowledge, but you've got to have it in your spirit. And your spirit is the one that's going to testify. Holy Spirit and your spirit joined together is going to testify. And he's going to bring all the other gifts. You might have a few gifts naturally he just put in you. He's like, you know, I'm just going to hand these out. He just hands some of it out. But just because you get a couple doesn't mean you don't get all of them. When you get Holy Spirit, you get all of them. Whenever he decides he wants to give them to you and you use them, when you make yourself available, he's just going to use you. Okay, but if you don't know that you can grow in your gifting, you can grow in the anointing, listen to me. Impartation can release anointing and grace, but you are going to have to steward your own relationship with the Lord to grow an anointing. Your anointing comes by your relationship with the Lord. It comes by your relationship. It comes by your intimate, personal connection with him. And praying in tongues is the fastest way I know to get there. For me, I just enter into worship. And that's why the Lord taught me how to do it this way. So I'm going to pray for you guys. And Jay, if you want to help me, we're just gonna lay hands on anybody who feels like, or I don't know how we want to do this. If you want to be prayed for, to receive the baptism and receive a prayer language, raise your hand for me. Raise your hand. Okay, there's just a few of you. Do you guys mind coming up forward? Do you mind coming up over here? Do you guys moving down just a little bit? I'm just going to put you right here at the front. We'll pray for everyone to release and receive a fresh infilling, of course. But if you've never prayed, or you don't have your prayer language, and you've never prayed in tongues, or don't feel confident in it, I want you to come to the front. You're welcome to sit down. You guys can sit down right here. Just sit down right here. It's okay.
Here's the reason sitting down is important. This is about resting in Him, not you stirring something up.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. This is how it was done for me, and this is how I teach it. Okay? So what we're going to do is we're just going to pray. I'm just going to lay hands on you, just like the Bible said, okay? But then you have to do something with your tongue. And here's what I'm going to ask everybody else to do. If you have a prayer language, I want you to pray out loud. You're going to all pray out loud. We're going to pray in our tongue out loud, okay? And then, and here's the thing. If you catch one of the syllables we're all saying and you hear it and you want to repeat it, that's fine. This is a muscle, okay? Right now, it's just catching. It's catching some syllable that pops in your head and you begin to say it. Okay. After a while, though, there's going to be a shift, because then I'm going to say start singing it, because we're going to move into worship. Because when I move into worship is when my spirit shifts. I know I'm not in my brain. I'm not in my flesh anymore. I start thinking about Him and I begin to worship, and the spirit then shows up and it just shifts things for me. Okay. I just know that it does for me. I don't know if it will for you, but it's okay. We're just going to pray and we're going to ask. And even if, again, just like my story, it may not seem like anything major deal after today. It's okay. You just do it by faith. An hour every single day. I challenge you, an hour every single day. But you begin to just do it, and it's going to show up. We exercise the muscle part that we have. You know, Chris Valentin teaches it this way when he talks about even prophecy. He's like, I'm going to speak my words in, let's say, blue, okay? Words coming out of my mouth, picture them being blue. That's me. That's just me, okay? Like a prophecy is just going to be an encouraging word until the Holy Spirit decides to throw His red yes on it. And then it becomes purple, and it becomes supernatural. Do you understand? Okay. So I'm just going to be able to pray. Father, I thank You so much. I thank You, God, for what You're doing right now and for Your body. And I thank You that this is a weapon that You want us to use, Father. And so we just release right now a fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit. Would You come and fill these hungry ones, Father? Fill them. Stir up the gift within them. Stir up the spirit within them. We just call forth the river of life that is already inside of them because they have Jesus. And we just release it right now. Father, I ask for You to bubble up, that river of life to bubble up and to flow out of them right now. Come on, everybody just begin to pray in tongues. And I want you guys to just begin to release it out loud. You have to say something out loud.
Rada Hamashiach.
Now come on, move into worship. Now begin to sing in your spirit language.
Just keep singing in the spirit. keep lifting it up. I'm just going to deal with a lie of the enemy in the room that says, it's this orphan thought that says, everybody else can get him but me. And this is an invitation. This is not do more and try harder. This is an entering into the reality of everything that Jesus paid for. So I just sense there's some others in the room. There's a level of resistance because it's not something you've experienced before. But the Lord is inviting you to bring your experience into his experience right now. So just lift it up right now.
Thank you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. It's for your glory, God. We thank you. Just begin to thank him now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the gift of Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. All right, now we're going to activate. Now we're going to activate. Now we always do healing. We go after healing. So I'm going to activate the entire body now. Words of knowledge is one of the gifts of Holy Spirit. It's factual information I shouldn't know about you. When we go after healing, we ask the Lord to tell us what he's healing. What do you want to heal today? Do you know he wants to heal it all? There's no sickness, disease, or ailment in heaven. He wants to heal it all. But sometimes he gives us words of knowledge, factual information, so that we will build faith in the room for what he's after as well. Okay? So I'm just going to give us just about a minute. I want us to release some words of knowledge. We've got some from the prayer team.
I heard this morning that Satan is really attacking breathing problems in the physical. And God said, breathe in my ruach, the breath of God. Breathe in the spiritual breath of God. So, I really felt what you were saying confirmed what I was hearing this morning. So, as a prophetic act, if you know someone that's dealing with lung problems or having problems breathing, would you just take a deep breath in through your nose like you're smelling fresh baked chocolate chip cookies?
Thank you, Jesus. Other words of knowledge, if you have issues with your feet, toes, or ankles, the Lord's going after that. Osteoporosis, if any of you have any of this, you're welcome to stand or raise your hand or whatever and just step into it by faith. Arthritis and any itis. Bones out of alignment, if there are bones that you have out of alignment, is that anybody in the room where you have bones out of alignment? Disc issues, back stuff. Respiratory issues, we covered asthma, COPD specifically. Allergies, I always love to go after allergies and the flu, right? Because we should just never give them a season. They just don't ever say it's allergy season. It's not, it's Jesus season. Addiction to anything. We'll go after all of it. But I do feel like there's a pain in the lower back. It's on the right-hand side. I don't know if it's a pulled muscle or it might be a sciatic or something. Maybe there's one over there. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Yeah, it's the lower back and specifically on the right-hand side. Anybody have any wrist inflammation? If you have something going on, I feel it in the left wrist. And are there any others? Just yell them out if you guys feel like you got a word of knowledge. Sometimes it'll be a pain in your body you didn't have when you first walked in. All of a sudden you start feeling it. Stomach issues. Could just be a thought or impression, however Lord tells you. Any other words of knowledge? Something about vein issues, thrombosis maybe, anything like that? Anybody else? Just shout them out. Knees. Knee issues, knee pain, chondromalacia, tendonitis, a broken heart, something, paralysis, anything, got anybody, any measure of paralysis? Palsy, Bell's palsy, anybody deals with that off and on? Anything else? Okay, so just with words of knowledge, we're just going to pray right now. Father, we thank you. With words of knowledge, we release healing in the room right now. We release the angels to smear everyone that needs a healing right now in this. We thank you, Father, and stand in it by faith. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Your blood washes it all away. In Jesus' name, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We receive our healing. We receive it in Jesus' name. Now, I just want you to test it out. Those of you who stood up for the words of knowledge, test it out. If there's anything that you notice that's different, sometimes there's heat or tingling. Sometimes there's a cooling. Sometimes you feel nothing, but you can all of a sudden do things you couldn't do before. Just test it out by faith. I know some things have to be tested by doctors and things like that, but is there anybody feel like they've been healed or something is shifting? Wave one hand at me if you feel like God's touching you. There's a couple hands. And then two hands like this if you feel like it's completely gone, okay? All right. Completely gone right here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Is there ankle? Thank you, Lord. Anybody else? Okay, so now I'm going to release everybody to be the prayer ministry team. If you need a healing, I want you to stand up. Anywhere in your body. You don't want to wear glasses or contacts anymore. If you want to get rid of that bum knee, if you don't really like, you know, I'd love to be able to, like, have more rotation in my shoulder, whatever it is, right? You don't have to live with it. Okay. All right. Now, everybody else, you're the prayer team. So find somebody who's standing that needs to be prayed for. Everybody needs to pray for somebody. Even if you need a healing, you can give prayer as well. But make sure everybody that needs a healing gets prayed for. So raise your hand if you don't have somebody to pray for you. Raise your hand if you don't have somebody to pray for you yet. We've got a couple over here, please. We've got a couple people over here. You know you're the A team, right? There's no B team in the kingdom. We're all A team, sons and daughters. Sons and daughters. Praying for healing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Command pain to go in Jesus' name. Okay, now have them test it out. Make sure they test it on a scale of 0 to 10. If the pain was at a whatever the number, did the pain go down? Is there more mobility? Thank you, Lord. Now test it out. Test it out. Make sure you test it out, and you can pray twice. Even Jesus prayed twice. So we can always pray twice. We thank you, Father. Release your healing all over the room right now. We command pain to go, inflammation to leave in Jesus' name. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. You already paid for it, so we receive it. All allergies go. All sickness leave. In Jesus' name. Backs come into alignment right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Prophetic team, if you guys will go ahead and come on up. All right, let's test it out. So how many of you guys had complete healing? Two hands up. We've got one over here, two over here. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, let's celebrate, even if you didn't. Come on, God's moving. Remember to fight off any disappointment that the enemy wants to try to bring you. If you weren't completely healed in that prayer, sometimes miracles happen in an instant, sometimes prayers over time. When Jesus healed the lepers, he healed all 10 of them. Only one came back to thank him, but they were all healed on a journey as they went 3 days to Jerusalem. Read your Bible. It's in there. So press in for healing. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Lord. You guys can be seated now. It's our prophetic ministry team. We're going to take just a few short minutes to release a couple of words. We'll do one each, and I know we've got a corporate word that needs to be released. Be brief and amazing, please, so we can make sure we get out on time, and if we need to do more at the end, I'll have you guys move over at the end.
Okay, hi. So I have every man in a green shirt. Could they stand up, please? Every man in green shirt. Okay. First, the Lord says he loves you. And he says this season has been challenging. He said, weeping may last for the night, but a shout of joy comes in the morning. Psalms 35. Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all of you generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. James 1:2-5. And he says, he is bringing you into a new season, a shift. And if you will, he is giving you strategies in your sleep. There's going to be creative ideas and even witty inventions, bringing you into a new season of blessing and a new understanding in your dreams. And we just activate that, because this is now. We release this now into your lives. And I encourage you, when you're bringing those in, it's going to be a dream. There are going to be things coming within your dreams, and to journal, because he's taking you into a new season of blessing. And this is literally going to bring a new activation into others as well. We activate and release it in Jesus' name.
This is an add-on for that word. For those of you that were standing, go ahead and you can stay standing. You are not called to run alone. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 1:9, you were called into the fellowship of his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. There are brothers and there are sisters in Christ who are willing and able to run this race alongside you, and you alongside them. Zechariah 10:5, together you will be like warriors in battle, trampling their enemy into the mud of the streets. They will fight because the Lord is with them, and they will put the enemy to shame. There are people with you here.
Sir with the flannel, you were highlighted to me. I don't know your name. Luke. I leaned in, and all I could get was I was getting wrecked by his love for you. He loves you. Really, really loves you. He's inviting you. Let go of the past. Let go of the disappointment. Just lean in. He wants to invite you deeper. I just call you into that. I bless you. Father, heart burns for you.
So when you said Luke, I heard, Luke, I am your father. And that's just God's sense of humor with me. He likes to play with me that way. But he's so proud of you. And he's that the dad in the bleachers going, that's my boy. That's my son. And look, did you see what he just did? And that's what he's saying over you. He's proud of you. He loves you. And he knows that you're destined for great things in him. So I release that over you. I release his blessings over you. I release his joy over you. I see a two-year-old Luke shoving his face into a birthday cake and God just laughing about that. So he's blessing over, his blessing is all over you. Jesus.
I was going to try to get away from this one, but I can't. So where's Luke at? Right there. Okay. Well, it is going to sound like a different word at first, but hear this. It just like with Luke, had to lose his hand in order to be able to go into an upgrade. And I felt like the Lord is actually upgrading your hands, and he's actually taken away humanly what you could do. And you're about to enter into an upgrade of learning how to use your hands into a craft. I don't know what you do for a living, what you do for work, but I felt like the Lord is actually shifting what you've been using and what you've been utilizing. And he's actually going to give you a new skill set in your hand specifically. And he had to actually cut off the old thing in order to actually have an upgrade. And if you know from the movie, he got a mechanical hand that was stronger. And I just feel like I saw that the Lord says, I'm searing off the old and I'm actually doing a new thing in your hand.
I do. So in the green hoodie, you had already got called out with a green, but so you were just like, I don't know, I could just feel Holy Spirit all inside of me. And you know, it's crazy. Cindy was talking about speaking in tongues, and I was actually reading, if I speak with the tongue of mankind and of angels but not have love, I have become a noisy gong and a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith as to remove mountains but do not love, I am nothing. And if I give away all my possessions to charity, and if I surrender my body so that I may glory but do not have love, it does me no good. And I just feel like the Lord is calling you higher into his definition of love. Like, not only is he pouring that on you, but like I feel like the shakes inside of me, and I don't know, I just release whatever in my spirit that the Lord is saying to me onto you, and I just release his love over you. Bless you with that.
The gentleman sitting next to Rebecca. Hello, sir. What's your name? Don. Awesome. So I felt like the Lord wanted me to tell you that you're not a mistake. And the things that you've chosen in the past, they were exactly the way it was supposed to be. And I know it seems messy and messed up, but he loves you. He has a purpose for you. You are important. You are important. And I want you to know that the Father has great plans for you in the future. And to keep pushing forward. And I just declare the blessings to just pour out on you. So much so that you can't even contain it, that you don't even know where to store it, that there be so many blessings. So I just bless you with that, Dawn.
It's for Nicholas. I saw the Lord putting like an orange safety vest on you. And I feel like you're in the spirit, you're an OSHA person, right? Like you're calling out like how to be safe and keeping everybody safe and structured. And I don't know if that's in the natural with a work pivot or something, but in the spirit, I saw that the Lord has put you there as a safeguard to keep everybody safe, right? And you're a safety operator, right? He's showing you things that other people just kind of, you know, carelessly, not necessarily they see, they're not necessarily attentive to those things, but you're like, hang on a second, that needs a little attention, right? And so you're making it safer for everyone around you because you're there. So I just bless you in that gift. I bless you in that mantle that's being put on you to walk into that and just to see things that maybe are out of order and call them into order. See things that might be a little risky and create safety around you.
Okay, so this morning when we were in prayer, God began to speak to me about dead thing and about resurrection, and he reminded me of when he went to Lazarus and he was dead, and he said, you know, I didn't roll the stone away. He said, my people, I asked them to roll the stone away to believe that I am the resurrection life. And they had all these excuses. Well, God, it stinks. God, it, you know, he's been dead for 4 days, a long time. And he said in the end, roll the stone away. And they did. And I feel like God is saying that it's time that some of you, your heart, there's a piece of your heart that's dead, that it died with your dreams. It died with your children not walking with God. It died with disappointment. It died with hopelessness. And he said, he wants to heal that. He wants to resurrect and bring things back to life. But he said, you have to roll the stone away. So if there is something in your life and you know, I want you to stand up. It's time. It's time to come back to life. If you've been struggling, you want to be close to God, but you haven't been able to feel him, and you don't know why, there's a piece of you that has died, and God says it's time. It's got to come back to life now. So for those of you, if you could close your eyes, and I just want you to picture the tomb, picture the stone, and I want you to put your hands on it, and I want you to move it out of the way right now. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I command that spirit of death that has tried to attach to your dreams, to your children, to anything that you have allowed to die. And I command it to go right now in the name of Jesus. I pray his resurrection life over you right now in the name of Jesus. And I command those dead things to come back to life. I command those dead hearts to come back to life right now in the name of Jesus.
This is going to sound really weird, but I want everybody to start praying in tongues right now. The swords have been just released into the room. Some of you need to go to war over something. Fire. Let your fire fall right now, God. Let your fire fall right now. Let it fall fresh upon us, Father. Fall fresh upon us, God. Let the fire fall right now. Burn in our hearts, God. We push back all fear in Jesus' name. Let fire fall. Let fire fall. Let fire fall on the acceptable sacrifice. God, we lay it down. We declare victory, God. Hail! Hail! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Woo! Man, church is fun. All right, does anybody else have any words you need to release over anybody at the end? Does anybody have anything you need to point out? No? Okay, we're all good. Let me pray for us. Father, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Father, for your presence. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, empower us to be like Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Continue to give us wisdom and revelation into the knowledge of you and who you are for us, to us, through us, God. And I release a blessing over each one right now. We thank you, Lord. supernatural favor and favor and favor and favor and blessing. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, make sure you love on somebody before you leave.
Thank you so much for joining us as we seek first after God's kingdom and release it to transform lives and cities. If you would like more information about how to grow in the kingdom or connect with Legacy, go to our website, www.legacynb.com.